quitting? Spanish Prime Minister ex post, a UNWTO link? Spain has been in the national and European spotlight for activities that led to arrests and criminal indictments, and it has a clear link to the UNWTO and the World Tourism Organization. Insiders had been telling eTurbo News for some time that one of the reasons Zurab Palalakashvili wanted the rebranding of UNWTO to UN Tourism was to distance himself from the ongoing scandal involving the president's wife and Zurab's jailed friend, who was appointed a consul by Georgia. Former UNWTO Secretary General Frangiali wrote in eTurbo News that the name change was illegal. eTurboNews.com. This criminal corruption case involving illegal profits generated through mask sales during the COVID-19 pandemic can be linked to UNWTO and its Secretary General. eTurboNews.com. Before the UN Tourism Secretary General was put in charge of UNWTO in 2018, Zurab Palalakashvili was the ambassador for Georgia and Spain into the UNWTO, and his prime minister was instrumental in campaigning for his questionable election to the highest political post in tourism. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez declared his intention yesterday to temporarily halt his public responsibilities and consider stepping down from his governmental role in response to an extended period of conservative assaults directed towards his family. eTurboNews.com. Sanchez expressed the need for personal contemplation in a lengthy letter on his ex profile. He emphasized the pressing matter of determining whether he should retain his position amidst the continual barrage of criticism from the right and far-right factions. Sanchez surprised the Spanish people with his announcement, which came shortly after Spanish media disclosed that a judge in Madrid had initiated a preliminary investigation into allegations that Begoña Gómez, the prime minister's wife, had utilized her government ties to advance her business ventures during COVID. A confidential probe into corruption and influence peddling began after a lawsuit was filed by Manos Limpias, also known as Clean Hands, a platform associated with ultranationalist organizations known for lodging legal complaints related to far-right issues. In Spanish law, both individual citizens and organizations are allowed to submit legal complaints, even if they have not personally experienced any direct harm from the supposed criminal offense. Sanchez wrapped up his message by stating that he would speak to the country on Monday to announce his decision on whether or not to step down. The Spanish Prime Minister wrote a letter when two significant elections were approaching. On May 12, Catalonia will hold a sudden regional polls, followed by the European election 1 month later in which Spaniards will participate. The Prime Minister can employ a similar strategy as he did after his party performed poorly in the national and local elections last year. He could dissolve Parliament and call for snap elections, thus leaving his fate in the hands of the Spanish people.